Ladies and gentlemen, federal employees, today we're talking about whether you as a federal employee need to have FEHB and Medicare, whether you need to, whether you just should, or maybe you don't need to, or maybe you shouldn't. We're going to talk about all those things today, and if you're new here, so good to have you. My name is Dallin Hawes, I'm a financial planner who helps federal employees retire every single day, and I absolutely love it. So let me give you the straight summary right from the beginning. The vast majority of federal employees do not need Medicare, but most still want Medicare. Okay, you don't need to, but most people still want to. Now, there's one exception to that. Some USPS federal employees are going to be forced into Medicare. You probably already know who you are, right? But if you're non-USPS, it's an option. Okay, you're not forced into Medicare. You can if you want to, and most federal employees do. So you don't have to, though. You don't have to have Medicare if you don't want to. You can keep your FEHB. You can stay on the same plan you have right now for the rest of your life. If you're happy, good to go. You can stay that way for the rest of your life, no questions asked. However, most federal employees still get on Medicare, and today we're going to talk about why. So let's dive in. Long story short, you know Medicare. You know FEHB, not Medicare. You don't know Medicare yet. We're going to go into that. You know FEHB. You've been in FEHB for years, decades probably. You know the plans you like, whether you're in a Blue Cross plan, whether you're in an Aetna plan, Kaiser, GEHA, whatever you have, you know what you got, okay? However, Medicare, that's a big program. There's a lot of details there, but this is what most federal employees do. Most federal employees keep their FEHB plan. Maybe they change what plan they're in, but they keep FEHB, and they get on Medicare A and B. That's what most do. That's what most do, okay? Medicare A is free, premium free. That one's a no-brainer. Medicare B costs money, okay? That costs money every month. However, this is the main kicker. This is why most federal employees do this, okay? First and foremost, when they have Medicare and FEHB, Medicare becomes primary. Medicare pays first, and FEHB kicks in and normally pays everything else. And normally, they waive things like co-pays, any out-of-pocket costs, deductibles, anything like that is normally waived completely where you pay nothing out of pocket. That's why most people love this combination to have Medicare and FEHB. Okay, that's why most people love it. Now, here's the deal. One thing I will say is Medicare B has a premium. Like I said, it's not free. And the cost goes up with your income. The higher your income, the higher Medicare Part B premium cost. So in my experience, the most common reason someone doesn't get on Medicare B is when they just make boatloads of money, okay? When they make lots of money. And so to get on Medicare Part B would be not worth it. It'd cost them way more than just having an FEHB plan and just paying the out-of-pocket costs. So keep that in mind. If you Google Medicare Part B premiums for whatever year you're looking at, you can find the premiums and you can see how it goes up with your income to see what chart or what bracket you are in, okay? So this is what most people do. They get an FEHB plan, and they get Medicare A and B, normally 65 plus, okay? Now, here's the next kicker. There can be a massive difference in cost if you get a Medicare-friendly plan compared to a non-Medicare-friendly plan. So there's some FEHB plans out there that are specifically designed to work with Medicare. Specifically designed, okay? Or maybe not specifically designed for Medicare, but they are friendly to Medicare, okay? Some plans, like generally as of recording, Blue Cross Basic is one of these plans, where they are going to give you a reimbursement to help pay for Medicare Part B costs. They give you a reimbursement for that. I think in 2024 it's like $800 a year or something like that. It's not everything, but it helps. It helps, right? So food for thought. Does your plan offer a reimbursement for Medicare Part B costs? Do they do that? Do they waive the deductibles and copays? Do they do those things, right? Are they friendly to Medicare, right? If you don't know, I would start doing some research. Maybe call your insurance company. Say, hey, what plans do you have that are Medicare friendly? What perks do you give me for being on Medicare? Guess what? Your FEHB plan loves it when you're on Medicare, right? Because Medicare becomes primary and they only have to kick in after them. So normally, most plans are going to give you some perks. Not all plans do, though. Not all plans do. Even some really expensive plans don't merge with Medicare very well. Sometimes they don't. It just depends. So in an ideal world, assuming your income is not going to mess with Medicare Part B premiums, in an ideal world, you get on a Medicare-friendly FEHB plan that helps pay for some of this. And I've seen so many times when people retire, and because of the perks with Medicare-friendly plans and everything, it actually costs them less per month to be on Medicare. And they have better coverage because they have double coverage. Medicare pays first and then FEHB. Doesn't always happen that way. It depends on plans, it depends on the location, but sometimes it does, right? So food for thought. Again, I wouldn't be scared about Medicare. I would just do your research, know what you're getting into, and understand what your plan does to help when you're on Medicare. Those are the key things I would say. So first and foremost, you don't have to do Medicare if you don't want to. You don't have to. FEHB is a great plan. There's a lot of perks to it, but most federal employees really like the incredible coverage that comes with being doubly covered twice in retirement, two different plans of retirement. Many federal employees love that, and that's why most people end up doing it. Okay, so food for thought. If you have any follow-up questions, there's a link in the description below to submit those, and we base our future content on the questions we receive. So I hope that's helpful. Have a great rest of your day. I'll see you guys next time.